Sunday Lunch w Radio RAM.
It's time now for today's guest, and we're very happy to be joined in the studio with French Veselne Jaboyad, Eric Caron. Bonjour.
Hello, thank you very much, Terry, for having me today with you.
Najfajniej okay. jest dlatego, że dzisiaj nie będę musiał już nic tutaj tłumaczyć, ponieważ nasz gość mówi w trzech językach.
No, yeah. coś tam się mówi, prawda?
Coś mówi, więc będziemy tutaj do Terego po angielsku, pewnie jakiś francuski mm-hmm. i może od razu przetłumaczysz, dobra?
Jasne.
Będzie lepsze tłumaczenie na pewno.
Do you speak French, Maciej?
W ogóle nie.
W ogóle.
A wy się uczycie, Terry? W Anglii się uczy w szkole yeah. francuskiego?
Yeah, that's the. I mean, when I was younger, that was the second language, and uh-huh. we all learnt it. The problem was that when we learnt French from London, where I come from, to somewhere like Dieppe or Calais or Boulogne, it's a 1 day trip. So you could go over there for the day.
I went there as well.
And our teacher would tell us, "Okay, speak to people in French." Speak. Okay. So we'd say things like with a terrible English accent, "Bonjour, où est la boulangerie?" Speak English. So motivation.
Good start.
Yeah, so we just never learned it, really. You know, we learned some basics, but we never went beyond that, because in France, I think you have to speak not only French, but with a good French accent.
Yeah, and perfectly. Sadly. Sadly, yes.
Uh-huh. Otherwise, your accent is so terrible.
And obviously. And the thing is that if you will start to speak not correctly, we'll be standing and like, what are you speaking about? Like,
uh-huh.
yeah. je ne comprends pas. Yes. This is how we are very conservative. Anyhow,
o czym tutaj rozmawiamy, to jeszcze zanim będą informacje różne od gościa, które sam sobie przetłumaczy, to o mm-hmm. tym, że Terry mówi, że w szkole uczyli się w Anglii francuskiego, to był ten drugi język, kiedy mm-hmm. był młody, bo przecież można było sobie skoczyć na jeden dzień do Paryża i wrócić, bo to wszystko się...
Wasn't Paris, it was Boulogne, Calais.
Do Dunkierki można.
Yes.
Dunkirk, we try to avoid.
No, myślę. Chociaż by to jeszcze pół biedy. Niemcy raczej. I że raczej nie korzysta z tego nauczonego francuskiego, bo Francuzi, kiedy słyszeli, jak on tam może nie do końca super mówi po francusku, to jednak wolali przełączyć się na angielski. No i nasz gość potwierdza, że jednak ten dobry francuski będzie lepszy niż słaby francuski.
Tak. Znaczy, powiem ci więcej. To nie jest to, co się przerzuciliśmy na angielski, tylko po prostu powiedzieliśmy, ja was nie rozumiem, dziękuję, do widzenia. Mm-hmm. Czyli zerwanie totalnie kontaktu. Tak to wygląda.
But if we look at historically, Poland and France are very well connected. Of course, you've got some famous examples of Marie Curie Skłodowska.
Yes.
And of course, Chopin, who was French.
No tak, yes. mamy takich
Wait,
dwoje super
was he French or was he Polish?
No,
Polish-French.
Dwoje słynnych Polaków, którzy tak rzeczywiście się dość francusko nazywają.
Yeah, so you coming to Poland, I suppose, is historically relevant, and kind of a lot of French people come to Poland because I think the two cultures have a lot in common.
Yes, but I mean, the thing is that in my opinion, we are coming to Poland, first of all, with the Erasmus possibilities. This is the first thing. And the other factor that encouraged people to come in Poland right now when it comes from France is the jobs, the open jobs.
Okay.
There is a kind of crisis in France that young workers don't find very easily a job. When you land here and you are looking for a job, mm-hmm. you are finding very easily for a good mm-hmm. money, so this is always a good start, definitely, yes.
Erik, tłumaczysz?
Jasne. Więc tak to wygląda, że jakby skąd to pochodzi ten fakt, że Francuzi tutaj są, tak? Że tutaj lądują, że tak powiem. No pierwsza rzecz jest taka, że we mnie na Erasmus, tak? Która jest jakby w moim przypadku podstawa. I drugi czynnik, który się dokłada do tego, jest to, że rynek pracy jest otwarty mhm. dla nas, dla Francuzów, jak i dla obcokrajowców, które mówią na przykład po włosku lub po hiszpańsku. I bardzo łatwo znaleźć tutaj pracę, tak? Mhm. Dobra płata pracy.
Po polsku.
Coś tam się mówi, tak jak mówiłem. I tutaj można zacząć powoli odlecieć sobie tam swoją karierę, tak? Zbudować. Mhm. Niektóre wracają potem, zabierają to doświadczenie, wracają, tak? Do Francji mhm. czy gdzieś indziej. I niektóre zostaną, jak i ja w tym przypadku. Prawda?
Well, I mean, there are definitely French... I don't know if they're owned by France anymore, but the French named... We can't mention them on air, but French named... supermarkets, aha, banks, and yes, other types of hardware stores that have a French name. Ownership, we don't know. We can't say it's Germany. Let's not do that.
No, but in my opinion, there is always a French connection on the back. Because French, I was French working connection. In yeah. one of them. Mm-hmm. And for example, the person with highest responsibilities, mm-hmm. even in Poland, will be French always.
Okay.
Yes.
To teraz zagrajmy.
Yeah,
słuchajcie,
we've got a track zegarek. From our guest. It's quite an interesting track. It will shake people up a little bit, I think. Would you like to tell us what this track is? This
actually, this track is from Gojira, and this track was played in the open ceremony of the Olympic Games in Paris last year. And actually, they even won Grammy Awards for this song.
Okay.
Yeah, this kind of level of recognition, I would say. So yeah, definitely, I agree. Recommend. It's a bit hard music, but could be worth to discover at least to keep listening at least once to know what we're speaking about.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Sunday Lunch w Radiu RAM.
I think if you were hosting a gothic wedding,
to byłoby to. Good.
I got once.
Yeah.
Once. Yes.
With that kind of music all the time.
Ale zanim to jeszcze właśnie, co to za utwór i dlaczego był?
Ogólnie to było Gojira i przyznam się, że nazwy utworu nie przypominam sobie.
Okay.
I jest to o tyle ciekawe, że tak, mea culpa. Jest o tyle ciekawe, że to jest tak naprawdę jeden rodzaj muzyki, który jest metal, tak, który jest mocną muzyką, które się uderza trochę z muzyką klasyczną, tak? I właśnie to jest ten element, który postawi, że ta piosenka jest jak dla mnie niesamowita, jakby ciekawa, nie?
Ja to takie rzeczy na antenie Radia Ram.
I could imagine listening to that driving on the motorway really fast. Mm-hmm. That okay. kind of thing.
Which is dangerous.
Dokładnie.
I could imagine, but I'm not
gonna, obviously
I wouldn't do it.
Dokładnie.
Exactly.
Dokładnie.
Super. Anyway, tell us about your activities here, because you've got a unique kind of job where you call yourself Veselne Jaboyad.
Yes.
And
yes,
of course,
yes.
This is because you're French and you yes. basically, you are the person in charge of running weddings because you speak very good Polish. Your English is very good too. And I imagine your French is even better.
Hopefully, yes.
So tell us about the kinds of experiences that you've had running weddings.
Actually, the main experience is that when someone is asking me, what is your goal mm-hmm. on the venue, on mm-hmm. the weddings? I am always saying that I need to onboard foreigners mm-hmm. in a wedding in such way that they will feel Polish,
okay.
which can be curious, mm-hmm. can be complicated as well.
Yeah.
Jakby ten mój cel numer jeden, jak jestem w ogóle na przejęciach weselnych międzynarodowych, prawda, jest jakby jeden taki, żeby zagraniczni gości, którzy przebywają z nami na tym przyjęciu, żeby się czuli jak Polacy, tak? I tak mm-hmm. to wygląda, to jak teraz rozmawiamy o tym, to jest prosta rzecz, ale to absolutnie nie jest proste, tak? Jest bardzo dużo czynników do tego.
Yeah, probably on the table. That could be one
no
way
tak,
of doing it.
Skład menu też jest tutaj, myślę, warunkujący pewne ułatwienia.
Keep that a little bit ambiguous, but we were talking off air that there are some traditions. I've been at several weddings, and I noticed some things, like when the couple, the bride and groom, kiss for the first time. Goshko, goshko, goshko. Why is that an important tradition?
Actually, it's an important tradition for the Poles itself mm-hmm. and for the atmosphere of mm-hmm. the wedding before okay. everything. Mainly we have two elements. We have the goshko, goshko, and we have the stolat. Mm-hmm. And very often we are going for stolat, but depending on the requirements of the groom and the bride, mm-hmm. it's not always going through goshko, goshko. It depends really of them.
Okay.
Mówiłem tak na krótko, że jakby te dwa elementy kulturalne podczas tego przyjęcia weselnego są gorzko, gorzko, ale i przede wszystkim 100 lat, tak?
Okay. Maciej found something, look at that.
No tutaj pisze gdzieś słownik, słuchajcie, słownik języka polskiego PWN, tutaj ja nie wiedziałem skąd to się wzięło, że to się bierze od tego, że zachęta do tego, by państwo młodzi się pocałowali, odnosi się do smaku wódki, pocałunek mają osłodzić. I że to jest jeszcze odniesienie do jakiejś przyśpiewki weselnej. Taka historia, Terry.
Tak, i to jest prawda.
Very interesting. So I would imagine if you were to combine your skills
yeah.
to the max, then the ideal wedding to run would be a French-Canadian
yes, exactly.
with a Pole, because they speak French and English.
Yes.
And then they've got the Polish side. Have you ever had that kind of wedding?
Yes, yes, yes. Actually, I got on already two, mm-hmm. and I am expecting one this year. And it's very, mm-hmm. very expecting ones because we have, of course, the Polish part,
yeah.
która mówi po polsku.
Tak.
We have a Canadian part mm-hmm. who do speak French, but mm-hmm. not always.
So and do you have
English.
To play Celine Dion every time or you have other choices?
Actually, depending on the requirements of the groom and the bride, you know, this is always okay. the same matter. Mm-hmm. I don't remind myself that we are playing these kind of songs, to be honest.
Okay.
But mainly in the weddings where I am hosting, mm-hmm. I am always hosting with a DJ mm-hmm. and the main music played during this kind of weddings mainly are international songs.
International
and,
songs.
Yes, and some mm-hmm. small basics, for example, of the country of the groom, mm-hmm. and some basics like Kaya from the Polish the okay. Polish atmosphere, I would say.
Okay.
Więc tak, muzykalnie to wygląda tak, że zazwyczaj na przyjęciach międzynarodowych jakby muzyka, która dominuje, ewidentnie jest muzyka międzynarodowa, tak? Czyli ABBA i tak dalej, i tak mm-hmm. dalej. I
okay.
Oczywiście ja działam jako konferencjer. I ja działam jako konferencjer i jestem z DJ-em, która jest druga osoba, która jest ze mną na to przyjęcie.
Polak
I,
czy Francuz?
Nie, to jest Polak.
Polak, okej. Okay.
Polak, tak, tak. Ja zawsze się dodaję jako po prostu jako drugi język do prowadzenia tego, mm-hmm. tego przyjęcia. No i gramy po prostu na przykład klasyki polskie, na to wesele i klasyki na przykład narodowości tej drugiej osoby, prawda? I bardzo często, i to nie będzie jakaś niespodzianka, bardzo często jest tak, że bride jest Polką, a groom jest obcokrajowcem.
Nie
tak?
Dziwię się.
Jasne, tak. Zagrajmy teraz. Co teraz będzie?
Yes.
So znaczy now... już bardziej nie zaskoczymy słuchaczy niż tą godzirą przed momentem, ale...
Nie, już nie.
No, so now we got an interesting track, Dixie Biscuits.
Yes.
Why that track?
Actually, it's a good track because it's a kind of... Like, when I am listening this track, I want to dance, you know, straightforward. Okay. It's a very cool melodic tracks with good lyrics, like making smile all of us, actually.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Sunday Lunch w Radiu RAM.
Yeah, that was definitely more wedding friendly, I believe.
Yes, definitely dancing, yes.
Definitely dancing. So, if somebody was interested in getting involved, let's say they would like, you know, they need this French connection, how can we find out more
information? Well, not only French connection, mm-hmm. French and international connections, obviously. So everything what could be lead into by French language or English yep. language.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There is a website, Vaisselle Neige à Boyade, PL. Mm-hmm. You can follow me as well on Instagram. Mainly everything is on Instagram, so on Vaisselle Neige à Boyade. Mm-hmm. I have as well a Facebook, mm-hmm. but mainly this Facebook is linked to the Instagram, so mm-hmm. everything is connected together.
Okay, we know that a lot of funny things can happen at a wedding, so what's the funniest thing that you've seen?
Actually, to be honest with you, I was very surprised mm-hmm. because it was last year. You know, in the wedding, you have the wedding cakes.
Yeah.
And mainly it's based on sugar, yes? Mm-hmm. And the cake went in the place, and it was a cake built of French cheese. But like, all like, you know, like, sadly, I will not be able to show you a picture,
okay.
But I was like, wow. And I was like, I was taking the microphone and saying, mainly to the Polish people, Szanowni Państwo, tutaj jest z nami weselny tort, który jest zbudowany tak naprawdę z francuskich serów. Like, and they were like totally surprised. It was, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, it was, even me, I was totally surprised because this is the magic that you can bring it to a Polish wedding, mm-hmm. some French or even from abroad traditions. There is another one which is called the Trou Normand. Mm-hmm. Because in France we have the French wedding is a bit different,
yep.
definitely than the Polish ones.
Finishes and earlier, probably. Right?
Yes, yep. And even the driving of the entire wedding is mm-hmm. totally different. There is only food at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. and it's ending at 12, and that's it.
Like
and
same in England. Same
yeah,
thing.
And in Poland it's you eat three times and mm-hmm. it ends at 2 a.m. So it's totally different. And in
or
France,
later sometimes.
Yeah, and we do have actually a Trou Normand, which is a drink, alcoholic drink, mm-hmm. that with cognac and ice cream, as if I remember correctly, mm-hmm. which is given between the main dish and the cheese, so the fromage. Yeah.
Okay.
And it helps you to digest everything. Jakby ta druga, ten drugi efekt, jakby ta druga tradycja, która mnie też nie tyle co trochę zaskoczyła, bo to jest u mnie znane, ale to był ten Trou Normand, tak? I ten Trou Normand jest podany tak naprawdę w zasadzie pomiędzy głównym daniem i deska serów, tak? I służy do tego tak naprawdę, żeby po prostu pomóc w trawieniu tego wszystkiego, nie? Okay. Taka informacja tak naprawdę dla nas wszystkich jest taka też, że porównując instytucji wesela francuskiego versus instytucja wesela polskiego, to są dwa światy totalnie.
Night and day.
Tak, jest exactly. Like, więc tak to wygląda, że na francuskich weselach jest przejęcie, jest wino, tak zwane vin d'honneur, czyli wino, pijemy wino 2 godziny, jemy sobie tosty, potem wchodzimy do stołu o 20, czyli tylko o 20, nie o 17, tak jak w Polsce się dzieje, i potem jemy, o 12 już nie ma jedzenia, zaczynamy tańczyć, tak? A w Polsce ja myślę, że już nie muszę tego tłumaczyć, prawda? Ale o 17, yeah. o 22 i yeah. o 2 jemy. I to jest totalna przepaść.
That's true. So if you mix the two together, you'll be yes. eating and drinking even more.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
But it sounds like a lot of fun anyway, what you're doing. And I'm sure that if any of our listeners are interested, they can contact you, of course, yeah, on
veselnesjaboyade.pl.
But now let's finish up by asking you to speak your own language, French,
okay.
and to give a special message to our listeners, français.
Mesdames et messieurs, je vous invite cordialement à écouter Sunday Lunch sur Radio RAM 89.8 FM et également disponible sur Internet ou sur l'application mobile.
Now, I kind of understood that. Yeah, so stay with us on Sunday Lunch on 89.8 FM. You can find us on the mobile application as well.
Yeah. Okay, and the radio.
A very nice message. Eric Caron, our special guest today on Sunday Lunch, thanks for coming in. We wish you a successful year of weddings. Hopefully divorces are not... Well, divorces do happen as well, but let's stick with the weddings. Let's stick with the happiness. And we're going to play out with a track, your final track, Move Like This. Any special dedication for this track?
Actually, yeah, this is the guys who produced this song is called Abo. He's from UK. Mm-hmm. And this track is not main broadcasted. And I do appreciate, based on my experience on music, on weddings and everything, because mm-hmm. any wedding is a new challenge, and musically as well. Even okay. if I am not playing, there is always a challenge. This track for me is very punchy, very not. It's not gonna be as punchy as Gojira, but there is a good vibe, mm-hmm. and it's not main broadcasted. And this is for me the most important, to discover some new tracks. Always, always, always.
Okay, let's take a listen. Thanks very much, Eric.
Thank you very much. Dziękuję. Merci.